Coming to you live from the west side of the I Street Bridge, it's The Nate Darling Show.
Call me sir, goddammit.
With Jason Casey and Kareem Daniels. And now, trust him. He's a professional.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
Here's Nate.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. Welcome on in to another episode of The Nate Darling Show. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for subscribing, downloading, or streaming us on Spotify, if that's how you listen.
Ooh.
Or over on NateDarlingShow.com. We do appreciate it, and we even appreciate it more if you're one of those helpful people who does their Amazon shopping through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. It does help support the show.
And it's that easy.
And it doesn't cost you anything extra, so please go ahead and do that if you're going to do your Amazon shopping. We also have a Shop Target tab that is...
What?
It is super neglected.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. But I will tell you this about that. Every Target around is putting in those spaces, so you just pull in and they bring your stuff to you. So not only do you get to shop Target, pick it up at the store, whereas before it was like, oh yeah, you just pick it up at the store, you don't have to worry about wandering about the store.
Mm-hmm.
Now they'll even bring it out to you.
Wow.
So that's
even better.
Right? Right? Especially Jason, you've got the new baby on the way, imagine.
Oh man.
You've got two young children in the car. You need to go to Target.
Need to go to Target.
You get on there, you hit the Shop Target tab at NateDarlingShow.com, you get what you need, you load them in the car, you go, and then they put it right in your car for you.
Right in it?
I think so.
Hmm.
I haven't done it yet, so.
I've done it with another competitor before.
Yes, I've seen that happen, and I've seen the people in that store shopping. For people.
Yeah.
And there's a reason we're trying to get them as well. Mm. And that it's something with their, like when I was trying to submit it online, the application to get it, it was like, I went to click something and the button was grayed out for whatever reason.
Man.
Yeah. So I got to delve back.
Fuck them. That's why I didn't mention their names. You know what? They always got our order wrong.
Mm.
So fuck them.
Do you like Jason's voice better? I got a new microphone for him.
Does it sound better?
It does sound better.
Yes.
I rolled it out before. I was doing the setup. I'm like, you know what?
Aww.
Jason's been working. The mic that Jason has had for quite a while is just a standard handheld stick mic, which, you know, mounted in on a mic stand. So he hasn't had to hold it. But we've got other microphones. We've got other microphones. Let's give him something that's going to sound a little bit better.
He has me sitting in the corner, and I hold the microphone in my hand the whole time.
You are wedged in between a couple of milk crates that have been fashioned into a table and some TV boxes.
You know, hey, we all start somewhere.
Jason does belong in the corner.
That's what's happening. Soon though, we will be in the new studio space. Fingers crossed. Knock on wood. And then we'll have the incredibly professional setup.
So professional.
Hopefully in May sometime we'll be able to start doing the shows from the new location.
We may.
And then we will roll out, and we may do some testing before then, before we get into the space, with a little bit of video where we would do it's weird because I don't know if I can set a camera, and for people who are not watching, guys, over there is where the camera would be sitting on the desk. So I don't know if that would work and get everybody in the shot or not. My concern is my face would be completely blocked, which, you know, not a vanity thing, but it kind of defeats the purpose.
Here it would.
Yeah, here where we're doing the show now, we've got the mic arms that are on springs, and they're fine. In the new space, we're going to have tabletop mic stands. So when we're doing a video podcast, you'll be able to see our faces and there won't be anything blocking them.
Oh, we could each FaceTime while we do it.
You could.
I'm going to FaceTime one.
Okay.
Is that all right if I do that?
Do whatever you like. But we'll figure that all out. But that's all coming. That's all coming. Very exciting stuff. Hit a networking event this past weekend at the Sac Republic.
Oh shit!
People very excited about the potential of what's happening. Yeah, just need a space. We need space, so we need to get it finished. Hello,
it's
finish
coming.
It up. Finish it up. Get us in. That's what we're looking for. All right, before we get to, that's how my week was.
Dope. It sounds like a dope week.
It was. And not only that. Sorry. I had another one. I got to speak. Now, I'd gone to a networking event before, and I met these lovely ladies. They're just a goddamn delight.
Oh.
And they invited me to come and speak at their little group that gets together.
Oh, their little group.
It's a small group.
Oh, a small group. Okay.
It's a small group, and they get together weekly. And they asked if I would like to come out and speak with them on Thursday morning. So I got in my car and went out to Davis on Thursday morning and had a lovely discussion with all of them about the possibilities and where that's coming. And I'm going to be doing a podcast class just for that group.
Wow.
That'll be great.
A mini podcast class. Cause that's one of the things that's going to be available at, Darling New Media is we are going to be offering. And I would highly suggest it if you're not doing a podcast. And even if you are, it's only going to help you. That you start by taking the podcast class, because we'll talk about, you know, the importance of naming your show, how to figure out if someone's already using that name. What do you do in terms of content? How do you format a show? How do you structure it so that when you go in to do your show every week or every, however often you do it, that you're not starting from scratch and like, oh my God, what do I do now? I don't know what I do. That's some of the things that we're going to cover in the show. And we've got some really cool ideas about making a podcast community as well.
Boom, so. Bitches. Boom. Big shit. Big shit, people. What?
Hopefully an exciting thing. Everybody seems excited. Now, yeah. I'm hoping it's not like when you invite people to your event on Facebook and everybody gets really excited. But when the day comes, they're like, ah, sorry, bro.
I mean, you're just describing my last 15 years doing improv.
Right? Here's the other part of that. And I'm going to go ahead and say this. I love Facebook events and the invites that come along with them, specifically so I can read all of the reasons why people aren't going to be able to make it.
Oh, I fucking hate this.
It doesn't matter what the event is. No one, you almost get no responses of people go, I'm absolutely there. Mark me down. 100% Nick. They might check yes, and they're probably going to go.
Right.
But the people who are going to go don't talk about, oh yeah, super excited. Can't wait to see
my grandmother died 3 weeks ago, and we're finally having a night out with the whole family, and it's the first time since. So I'm not going to be able to make it.
I'd love to go, but we're in Disney. We're in Disney that night.
Oh.
Oh, that's little Caden's recital night. Yeah. Ooh.
Oh, we have a reservation at the kitchen that night. Oh,
that one's legit.
Yeah, but they would have had it gotten it like 3 or 4 months in advance, and you usually do your events like a month beforehand, so they shouldn't have said yes in the first place.
Well, no, they don't say yes.
Oh, that's right.
They just want to. This whole.
Right, you're right. You're
this
right,
whole
right,
thing yeah. where they want to go, you know what? I'm a good person, yeah. and I'd love to go, but I can't, and here's why.
Yeah. Humble brag.
So amazing. That is my favorite thing. I'm going to see if I can find an event here really quickly. While I'm doing this, Jason, how was your week?
My week was pretty cool. I got almost no sleep every night. My shoulder started hurting last night. So, hey, everything's going well. It's just a delight in every sense.
Wow. Yeah. It's a bummer, Kareem. What about you?
Which shoulder's hurting?
My right shoulder.
Yeah, use your left hand sometimes.
Oh. Oh, no.
Always a dick joke. Like, gosh, Kareem, just grow up. Always doing the dick jokes.
Did
your wrist hurt, too?
What's that?
Does your wrist hurt, too?
No, man. You know that I don't mind getting any wrist action.
Stiff wrist. Oh, stiff wrist in it. Yeah. To finish my thought, here are some responses for an event, and I won't name what it is. We'll be in San Diego for a conference that weekend. Thanks for the invite, but that weekend we'll be celebrating my 40th, so can't make it up there. Drats totally would have done an up and back, but the fam is in town. I'll be out of town for Passover, but would love to do it another time. I'll put this as a maybe. We get back from, and I won't say where from, the night before, and insert name, we'll be at his uncle's funeral. This, I don't even know. I think we can be there, but still don't have a child's name basketball game schedule on our calendar, so it's in a bit of a state of flux. It's this whole thing.
I got to see if I can find a babysitter.
Right? It's the whole thing. And it doesn't matter what event it is. That's those are the responses. And that it is so much fun to read them.
I just like trying to let people know that, like, if I don't tell you I'm coming, then I'm probably not going to be there. I will let you know if I'm coming. Otherwise, don't expect me.
You know what's really funny? My computer screen just went black.
Oh, man.
It really did. Although it says the computer is still on.
Why does it always go black, man? Why does it always black?
Let me see if somehow I've just darkened it without... No, that's not it at all. It made the sound. You heard the...
I heard it.
And I just have a black... I'm going to go ahead and...
Oh, we're going to reboot.
We're going to do a hard restart on this whole thing here. Yes. I mean, I believe it is. It's plugged in. I've got it plugged in.
Oh, yeah. No, it's cool.
It's plugged in. I've got the power button says it's on. Thankfully, we have the new mixer, and it's recording right on a memory card in the mixer, so we're not going to lose anything here.
In fact, this is a good, you know, example of how far superior it is to work at the Darling New Media.
The computer that turned itself off here, it will not be part of the new new space. No. This is my personal computer.
Even if it was, you have the backup.
Right. I have something to say about this computer.
Dirty bitch.
Exactly.
Dirty bitch.
Right. It's rebooting. Kareem, how was your week? I'm sorry.
Wow. My week was interesting. I tried to do a cleanse Saturday.
Oh
shit.
I tried to do a juice cleanse on Saturday. didn't go as expected.
Sounds shitty.
Actually, it did, and I ended up throwing up.
Oh.
Sounds pukey.
I feel cleansed. Everything's out of me.
So you're supposed to do six. I got through 4.5.
Oh, yeah.
And then 1.5 of them came back. So I ended up sleeping most of the day Saturday. Then we did Top Golf Sunday, and I went home and watched Polar and went back to sleep.
Oh, is that why you just sent us Polar?
Yeah. Kareem sent a message. No explanation, just Polar on Netflix.
Yeah.
It's a movie on Netflix.
I know. I
hadn't seen it. I'm thinking Bipolar?
Yeah. No. It's a really good guy movie. Shoot 'em up, bang bang.
Yeah.
It's a good story. It's like a Joe Carnahan movie.
Oh, okay. You know what? It says that this thing that I have plugged into my computer is not actually providing power. So that would be the issue with that.
Oh, that happens.
I hate when that happens. I absolutely hate when that happens. But we'll soldier on from here and figure it out. Go on about Polar for a second.
Yeah. So it's like a Joe Carnahan movie. So it's a like interesting plot. A lot of characters. It's a little campy. But
oh, it's hella campy. It's so campy. It's like that's.
It is not.
It is like I mean. It
did
was
you
like,
watch it?
Yeah. That very first scene, like who gets shot in the very first scene? Who gets killed? It's a famous person that's in the very first scene that gets killed, and you're like, oh man. Like I think it was like Paul Rudd. It might have been Paul Rudd that dies.
Was it? It was Johnny Knoxville.
With Johnny Knoxville. That's right. Yes. Okay. Yeah. And he's like having sex, and it's like you find out that the chick's like, no, it was so campy. It was such a beam. It was like. It was a trash film. It was in some ways, but it was also a comic book, you know, style and the same. Like it. So yeah, it's like.
I didn't tell you to watch it for the drama.
No, I'd already seen it. I already watched it, and I wasn't like. See, here's the thing. Like when it comes to like a tone in a film that I see, like, I don't know. I felt like. The tone mismatched what was happening, kind of. It wasn't speaking to me, bro. Didn't speak to me. But it spoke to you, man, so that's good. Good for you.
Like I said, it wasn't supposed to be a high passion drama.
I'm not saying it wasn't
an Oscar worthy film. I didn't tell you to watch it.
But here's the thing: is like what I'm saying too, though, is like there's also a type of film I like watching now. Also, all right, and I love the movie Bulletproof with Damon Wayans and Bruce Willis. All right, no, Bulletproof's Damon Wayans and Adam Sandler. There was a Bruce Willis and
the Last Boy Scout.
All right. Like, I love that movie, but I probably only love that movie because I was like 12 years old when it came out and it was like the shit. It was like the most amazing movie. And I don't know if maybe I'll try giving another chance. Maybe I'll give Polar another chance.
We still watch wrestling, so we'll like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. Without a doubt.
Yeah. Speaking of wrestling, it's time for whether you like it or not, the WrestleMania recap.
Oh, man.
Whether you are ready for it or not, it is time for a WrestleMania recap for you. WrestleMania 35 was over the weekend, actually Sunday, from MetLife Stadium in New Jersey, where they had some issues. here we go. I've called up the info I need on another source here. All right, the 35th annual WrestleMania, it was a pay-per-view, but on the WWE Network, which if you're actually paying more than the $9.99 a month for the WWE Network, you're insane. As I was talking to Leslie before, the last WrestleMania I bought as a pay-per-view cost me $60.
Holy shit, Batman.
Which, right. But that works out to... Get in there, power.
6 months.
6 months, exactly. Six months of the WWE Network. So
that doesn't include SummerSlam or
Rumble. Any of them. I mean, basically every pay-per-view was somewhere between $40 and $60 a month. Yeah. A month. So I would get maybe one or two a year because, you know, that's a lot of money to be shelling out. Now for $9.99 a month, you get all of them. So here's what they had. They had 16 matches, including four on the two-hour-long pre-show or the kickoff show, part of which was available on the USA Network if you did not have that. So here are some spoilers for you if you haven't watched it yet and were hoping to. Becky Lynch defeated the Raw Women's Champion Ronda Rousey and SmackDown Women's Champion Charlotte Flair in a winner-take-all triple threat match to win both titles, becoming a double champion. Kofi Kingston defeated the new Daniel Bryan to win his first WWE Championship. Seth Rollins beat Brock Lesnar to win the Universal Championship. It also featured the retirement matches of Kurt Angle and Batista, who returned from Hollywood to have one final match, a no-holds-barred match with Triple H. At one point in that match, Triple H used a pair of needle-nose pliers to yank the nose ring out of Batista's nose.
Ouch.
That alone was worth $9.99.
Oh, wow.
Kurt Angle lost his retirement match to Baron Corbin. Batista lost to Triple H. Triple H's own career was on the line for that one as well. So we had new Raw Tag Team Champions. SmackDown Tag Team Champions retained their titles. Women's Tag Team Championship changed hands to the Iconics. The Iconics are... from Australia. I'm going to kill this fucking computer. I swear to Christ. I swear on all that is holy that I am going to murder this machine.
Mm-hmm.
And its plugs. So angry. That's the beauty of podcast. This is one of the things I'm going to talk about in the podcasting class. You leave in anything that might go wrong because that's what makes podcasts great. There we go. I think we've got everything now.
Oh yeah. Ooh. Motherfuckers.
Ooh. So here's the only rub. If you live on the East Coast, WrestleMania did not end until 12:30 AM.
Yep.
Which, you know, fine.
You're probably hella drunk.
You might be a little groggy because you've got to get up and go to work the next day. And if you happen to take public transit out to the event, you were stranded in the rain.
Oh, man. Was there a lot of people?
New Jersey Transit is blaming WWE after thousands of WrestleMania fans were stranded in the rain. Oopsie. So apparently it was a later than planned ending time. In a statement apologizing for the delays, NJ Transit blamed WrestleMania's 12:30 a.m. end time, which it said was 2 hours later than the planned 10:30 p.m. end time. No one expected it to end at 10:30. That's BS. Sorry, it just doesn't. It started at 7. A regular pay-per-view lasts 3 hours.
At the very least.
Right. So
this isn't just any one, too. This is the one.
This is the one of the year. You know they're 5 hours long. I don't know what this was all about. So because of federal regulations, officials said the agency was not able to have train employees work overtime to staff additional trains, saying the primary factor contributing to the post-event delays was WWE's decision to extend the event to 12:30 a.m., which had significant operational impacts on the evening. NJ Transit was not informed of this decision until late last night. That's according to Jim Smith, a spokesman, in a statement issued Monday morning. The decision to extend the event resulted in our inability to operate some of those trains due to federal requirements limiting train crew hours. But WWE officials said mega events don't run on a schedule like a train, saying just like other sports and entertainment events, we do not advertise an end time. During an unrelated Monday morning news conference in Neptune City, the governor, Phil Murphy, agreed the event let out later than expected and that three of the train crews were timed out. But Murphy blamed New Jersey Transit for not communicating well enough with the riders, saying, at the end of the day, folks are frustrated. They ought to be. I would have been crazed if I were standing on that. Can you imagine? You rode public transit to WrestleMania, which started at 4. No, started at 5 p.m. local time. Okay, so you got out there at about 4. It's now 12:30 a.m. It's 8.5 hours later. You've been at an event. You've been chanting. You've been cheering. You are emotionally tired. It is after midnight, and you go back to the train station to get on the train, and it's raining, and you're left there for hours.
And I'm pretty sure that they encouraged them to take public transit.
I guarantee they did. I guarantee that they did. WWE officials apologize, saying they regret any inconveniences fans may have experienced with mass transportation.
Is anybody going to give anybody any money or compensation for this?
Oh, I guarantee no.
Then they can suck fat dicks. All of them. Shut the fuck up. Hopes and prayers, bitches.
So that was the biggest SmackDown late at WrestleMania. It was on the fans who couldn't get back, couldn't take it. Having waited, now I've been in this situation a little differently, though. I had visited some friends who lived in the New York metro area, and we drove to New Jersey to take the train into Manhattan. And right, Jason's laughing because he knows. And when we came back, we just missed the connecting train going out to Suffern, New York, and we had to wait at that train station for an hour and 15 minutes until the next train to take us from New Jersey to Suffern, New York.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Right. And it wasn't, the weather wasn't bad. It wasn't anything like that. But yeah, being there stuck in the rain like that after being at an event for 8.5 hours, I would have been absolutely rip shit pissed.
Well, just any time, like, at least there's other trains in those situations. Like when they're like an hour and 15 minute wait is, I mean, I remember as a kid going to Walnut Creek. So I was in Dublin and took a bus to Walnut Creek at like 2 p.m. 11, like to go see Basketball Diaries. All right. And then they had this place called Virtual World and they had a cheesesteak place. So it was a place that I could go when I was 17. I didn't have a license yet, but I could go get an awesome cheesesteak with Whiz on it. All right. Which was like huge. I'd been always read about it. So I could have one of those. I could see an awesome movie, usually like, you know, like, a more independent feature. And then exactly.
very exciting.
And then Virtual World was a place where it's like they had like these big computers that you could play games in and against other people, like 8-10 other people. which at that time,
I knew it.
In 1994 was fucking dope, and it was in Walnut Creek. So, took a bus out there, and I missed the last bus that left by like 15 minutes, and I was like 28 miles from where I lived. And like,
this is why America hates public transit, is the idea that you're going to be stranded somewhere and just stuck. And the thing with WrestleMania too, trying to do Uber or Lyft was an absolute nightmare as well.
Oh, I wish I had that back then, man. Oh my God. Like you could like, I know for a fact I didn't have like cash. Anyhow.
Can you imagine the surge pricing that Uber did for WrestleMania?
It fucking made out like,
oh my God. Oh my God.
Just sitting there in traffic as they're trying to get out. Just like sitting in traffic and just like seeing it tick, 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 tick.
So bad.
Oh man. how would it go? How would it go?
Wrapping up our wrestling coverage, WWE's partnership with Fox Sports is continuing to grow. SmackDown is moving from USA to the broadcast network Fox in October, which is going to fill in some much-needed network programming for Fox in the wake of the Disney sale. Now, given the permanent slot for SmackDown on Fox, some shoulder programming made sense, and WWE executive Paul Triple H Levesque announced the launch of a weekly studio show on Fox Sports 1, or FS1, which will debut this fall, and it's going to be on Tuesday nights on FS1, and it will be a focused WWE-focused studio show. So they'll talk about pushing ahead the storylines, then they'll talk about the athletic competition as well and everything else. It's total nerd-out WWE stuff.
Oh,
it really is.
No, it's just so funny because, like, I swear to God, like, this is the turn. This is what Mike Judge,
how dare you?
This is what he's talked about. This is the movie that, this is the prophecy that he told.
I don't believe it is. I believe the prophecy he told was the president of the United States claiming that the noise from windmills causes cancer.
That's it.
Which launched the hashtag windmills cause cancer. By the way, PolitiFact rated it as a pants on fire lie. GOP senator says it's idiotic and ridiculous and not a scrap of evidence back it up. Other people tweeted things like, once again, for emphasis, there is lead in our water and pesticides in our food, and yet somehow the threat of cancer from windmills is the threat. There are other people that were tweeting very fearful things about their ceiling fans.
Oh, damn. Hey, you got to worry about your ceiling falling in. Why do you do that?
Look, if you think that the noise from windmills causes cancer, then you can't trust your ceiling fan. Can you? I mean, if you're really worried about it.
Yeah, no, yeah. I mean, explains so much about my life.
The worst thing is that reasonable people then have to get out there and point out that, no, the president of the United States is full of shit. There is no evidence anywhere ever that windmills cause cancer. And specifically, the noise from windmills causes cancer. He said it in front of a rally full of people, and they all seemed very excited by it. I don't know if they were excited because they thought they were going to get cancer or what it was, but
them building those windmills by his property really fucked him up.
Oh my God, yeah, in Scotland,
yeah,
there was a photo of him on the golf course in Scotland, and they've got the offshore windmills there,
in the
background. I don't think that's what did it. I think it's probably the
Alex Jones that he listened to in the morning.
It could be, yeah, it could be that. Could be the dementia. Could be all of the nitrates from all of the McDonald's he eats. Could be any of those things. And this isn't on our show prep, but basically on Sunday, Kristen Nielsen was fired as head of Homeland Security. Is that her title?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then he fired the head of the Secret Service. So
that is the weirdest shit.
Why is the President of the United States essentially declaring war on his own Department of Homeland Security?
That is the weirdest shit in the history of.
But is it at this point? No. Is anything weird at this point?
Why? You know what? It's, I mean, like, he's doing because he can't. He wants people that'll do what he tells them to do.
Well, and that was the rumor that she was basically, he was telling her to break the law, and she was saying, no, I'm not going to break the law. And he said, well, then you're fired.
I have never heard of a person in charge of the Secret Service being fired.
Right?
Ever.
It's so weird. So weird.
They were asked to do something, and they said, I can't do it, sir. That would be breaking the law. I cannot have one of my agents do that, sir. It's breaking the law.
Oh, I believe you. I don't disagree with you, but I'm just saying, I've never, because
they're deep state. He was deep state, Kareem. They were deep state, all right? Did you know that, like, the head of the Secret Service, well, did you know that his granddaughter went to school with Malia, and because of that, like, there's some stuff going on there. He's definitely deep state.
There is... That is the one of those that it's not even political. I mean, it's that is the most nonpartisan job probably in.
There's one goal with the guy from the seat. Two goals: track down counterfeiters
and keep the president alive
and protect the president.
Right. Yeah.
That is the most nonpartisan job in the government.
And clearly, Donald Trump is alive and well. So.
They're doing their job.
Right. It makes no sense. Of all the things that make no sense, this is one of them. And I just don't know. I just didn't know if you had any insight into any of that nonsense.
Yeah. Like I said, that's the most nonpartisan job that you can have in the federal government. They protect everybody.
Right. But I think one of the things that Trump has done is made it a... You're either with me or against me.
Yeah.
It's very King Joffrey like.
Well, and that's always,
if you want to go Game of Thrones.
And this is the way he is. I mean, like, that's who Donald Trump is. Like, you're either with him or you're against him. Like, that's the way it's always been.
Yeah.
I mean, you watch The Apprentice. Like, I watched The Apprentice. I think I watched every season of The Apprentice. Celebrity Apprentice, I watched that. I loved the shows because it's ridiculous.
Well, what was ridiculous is that he was the quote-unquote star, and he was on the show
you
for
like... You watched every episode of The Apprentice, and you shit on Polar...
I've grown. That was like 15 years ago. Like 10 years ago, bro.
Like, I knew
a person can change. Hold on. If Kevin Hart can change, I can change.
I knew Polar was strictly for entertainment purposes.
I knew Apprentice was for entertainment purposes. I didn't think I was ever going to go on Apprentice and win, all right? I knew that shit was fake.
All right, let's move on to something more important. Lil Nas X just released an Old Town Road remix with Billy Ray Cyrus. Here's what happened. Old Town Road, the viral country rap hit from Lil Nas X, was removed from Billboard's Hot Country Songs chart because, quote, it does not embrace enough elements of today's country music, end quote. My theory is today's country artist, like every country chart ever, there's room for one African American. And it used to be Charlie Pride, and now it's Darius Rucker.
I thought it was Cowboy Troy.
I don't know the answer.
Is this it right here, or
is this the remix, yeah. Billy Ray Cyrus tweeted, Lil Nas X, been watching everything going on with OTR. When I got thrown off the charts, Waylon Jennings said to me, take this as a compliment. It means you're doing something great. Only outlaws are outlawed. Welcome to the club. And then he went into the studio and did the remix with him.
So, if you're a country artist and you want to invite Nelly... to be on your song, it can be on the country charts.
Right.
But if you're a rapper who does a country song, it can't be on the chart.
Apparently that is it.
Oh, yeah. Come on, man.
You're on Florida Georgia Line here.
Yeah. And Florida Georgia Line, who had Pat Boone, fucking, I don't even know what to call that shit that they do.
It's pop country.
They've Pat Boone hip hop into country music. I don't even know if there was a country person that did that shit back in the day.
Zach Brown,
man,
they rap.
Sure.
Zach, like pretty much everything that Zach gets about smoking weed and drinking beer. I mean, like it was every song that, and they kind of rap.
So you can invite all these hip hop artists to be on your song if you're a country artist, but you can't be a country hip hop artist.
Not all of them. It was just Nelly, all right?
Unless you're Cowboy Troy, and nobody listens to Cowboy Troy.
Well, there you go. I mean, that's pretty much.
It's pretty ridiculous that guy, that Lil Nas X got kicked off the chart.
Well, yeah, I mean.
But that's pretty great, though, what Billy Ray Cyrus said.
Yeah.
Yep. It's one of those weird things. I'm like, okay. Someone pointed out, well, I'm sure more than one person pointed it out on Twitter, but what percentage of actual cowboys, Wild West, old timey cowboys were actually African American?
it's a lot more than you think.
Right?
One in four.
Yeah. This is country.
This is country.
But Old Town Road, riding a horse and pulling the cowboy hat down, that's not. But cruising around with your radio on is.
And you're auto-tuned.
I mean,
he's not singing.
Yeah. Well, and we haven't even got to the Nelly part. I mean, and I like this song. It's catchy. There's nothing wrong with it.
Right.
In my mind.
I'm an old school country fan. I hate this shit.
Well, that's fine. We've all got our preferences.
Yeah.
I think there's room for all of it. Why are you limiting? Why? If you are country music, why are you not being a big tent organization?
They already have all the commercial music, all right? All the libtards in California, they got all the hip-hop. We don't need that in our country music.
Yeah.
I just want to borrow parts of it.
So, that's
fucking
that.
Nelly went on tour with a country artist. Get the fuck out of here.
But the country they don't like change in the first place.
There's that.
I mean, like, remember, nobody liked Garth Brooks' Alter.
Oh, my God. No one liked Chris Gaines. Absolutely no one did. And there's good reason for that. All right. So meanwhile, in Vermont, they are talking about slavery.
Well, Stephanie, Vermont was the first in the nation to abolish slavery, but there's still some mention of it in the state's constitution. So tonight, the Senate Government Operations Committee, they held a public hearing about taking slavery out of that document. Now, everyone testifying at the hearing tonight was in favor of this change. In fact, many urged lawmakers to take it a step further. They want future language to include outlawing free labor, as in people in prison working for little to no money. And right now, Vermont's constitution says that no one over 21 years old should serve as a slave unless, quote, they're bound by their own consent or by law, by the payment of debts, damages, fines, costs, or the like.
So like in Seinfeld, where they proposed that as the plot for the show?
Mm-hmm.
It's the only time. So good news out of Vermont. No more slavery.
No more slavery.
So no free labor. I mean, that lets out most of my childhood. Honestly, is what I'm saying. All right. So
for you, it was learning a craft.
It was not. Shoveling shit is not a craft,
it's called,
Jason.
It's called having an experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's an experience.
All right, it's time for This Week in False Police Reports, coming to you from Memphis, Tennessee, where a man has been arrested after he made a false report about a carjacking back in March on Elvis Presley Boulevard. Now, according to the report, officers arrived on the scene at 11 a.m., and the victim, Joshua Scott, told officers that he was struck in the face and someone stole his 2011 Nissan Sentra. Now, on April 2nd, investigators met up with Scott again to discuss the investigation. After Scott provided another statement, investigators determined that there were some inconsistencies, and they confronted him with the evidence and determined the report was fabricated. Scott then admitted that he reported the carjacking to cover up the fact that he gave his vehicle to a friend in exchange for meth.
That's a bad deal, bro.
I mean, a 2011 Sentra from, I mean, how much meth?
Yeah. Are we talking about some like Walter White, like amounts of meth?
What I find interesting is the last sentence. He's been charged with false reporting. No mention of being charged with possession of meth.
Well,
So he must have smoked it all.
He smoked it all, and it had been 5 or 6 days since then. Mm. He hadn't had any more because he didn't have a car, so he couldn't get to work, so he lost his job, and he had no money.
Ah.
So, I'm just saying, you know, like, this is why he went, when they came in, like, they're like, hey, we need to, you filed a fake report. Mm. And they're like, they tried testing him, but there's no meth in it, so he probably didn't have any because he smoked it all.
Fair.
So, the only thing they could get him on is that.
Yep. That's pretty fair. Also, in false police reports, Jesse Smollett is telling the city of Chicago, stop trying to intimidate me or else.
Come on, man.
Hey, man, you better pay them people that money and go sit your ass down somewhere.
His lawyer, Mark Garagos, fired off an angry letter saying Jesse will not be intimidated, calling the claim his client faked the attack false and defamatory. As TMZ reported, the city is preparing a civil lawsuit to recover the $130,000 it spent in investigating the claim that he was a victim of a racist, homophobic attack. The lawsuit is significant because it effectively puts Jesse on trial, and the standard of proof is much lower than in a criminal case. Remember, OJ, in a civil case for damages, lost. It was found that he did, in fact, cause the death of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman in a civil case. So standard of proof much lower.
He's like those people you give a discount to. See, you get these little old ladies, they come up to you and they're just like, oh, could you give me a break on the price? You know, I just got my pension to live off of.
Uh-huh.
And then they start asking for extra shit.
Yep.
They want it done just so. They're like, yeah. No, I gave you a discount.
Mm-hmm. But can you make it free?
Can you make it pretty? Can you do this? Can you do this? Can you do this too? Like, yeah, he's like that. Like, motherfucker, pay these people.
Now, Garagos says the attack was real and points the Asundario brothers as the culprits. And Garagos is quick to point out that the state's attorney dropped all 16 felony charges against his client. He apparently did not feel the need to point out that they dropped them because he wasn't going to get any jail time and they don't prosecute nonviolent offenses like false reports like that.
It's like, dude, say thank you.
Yeah. Take the win. Quietly do it.
Quietly take the win.
Just go, yeah. And even if you publicly say, look, man, this didn't happen, but you know what? It's a small price to pay to put this all behind me.
Exactly.
Go forward. Take the money. Do something good with it, City of Chicago. And
that shit.
But
stop acting like Antonio Brown.
Oh my!
Sit your punk ass down somewhere.
No, get the fuck out! No,
take your ass. Your ass back to Hollywood or
no? Fuck Empire. That.
Take your ass back to Empire and get.
They
back
don't want
acting.
Me anymore.
Well, they do though. They're apparently welcoming him back.
Tell Mark Garagos. Go get prepared for your own trial. Sit your ass down. Shut up.
Mark Garagos, man. He was also Chris Brown's lawyer. He was Michael Jackson's lawyer. He is a lawyer's lawyer in that he will represent anybody with money.
Yeah. He used to be on the Adam Carolla show sometimes.
He did a podcast with Adam Carolla, and I think they still do it. I'm not sure.
Really?
Yeah. They did it like weekly.
Wow.
I forget the name of it. I used to listen. Let me see if I can Mark Garagos podcast.
It's funny.
Yes, it's on podcast one. It's called Reasonable Doubt. Yeah. It's world-renowned criminal defense lawyer Mark Garagos reveals the latest in our nation's most high-profile legal cases with podcast king Adam Carolla.
So you probably, like,
so he you know, never funny. Wins a fucking case.
Well, is Chris Brown in jail? Did Michael Jackson go
Chris
to jail?
Chris Brown was in jail.
Did Michael Jackson go to jail?
Michael Jackson didn't go to jail, but it wasn't because of Garagos. It was the other guy. It was the guy with the white hair. Tom Smitten. That was the lawyer that kept him out of jail. Wasn't Garagos.
Okay. And the latest episode, which dropped on the 6th of April, Adam and Mark are joined by Jussie Smollett's lawyer, Tina Glendinnen, for something. Anyway, so yeah, he's still doing the podcast.
Tom Smitten kept Michael Jackson out of jail.
I wonder if that limits what Adam can talk about on his show, because he probably wouldn't want to talk shit about, like, Jussie Smollett.
No, it doesn't stop him.
It doesn't?
No. No. No, he talks about whatever he wants to.
Yeah, he doesn't give a fuck.
He's built a pirate ship. He can do what he wants.
Yeah, well, I mean, never mind. I want to talk, like, pirate ships, like, ended up being, like, some of them were bad.
Yeah, in fact, most of them were, in fact, bad. That's just, you know, just the way you want to, I mean... That's just
and they're usually state-sponsored.
Well, you know, I mean, like, I'm the captain now. Hey, speaking of which, next year's WrestleMania is going to be at Raymond James Stadium, home of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh.
And we brought up Pirates. We had to talk about it.
Buccaneers are Pirates.
That's right. Just saying. You know who else Pirates are? Pittsburgh baseball team. You know who else is in Pittsburgh? The Steelers. And they're imploding.
Are they imploding?
They're imploding.
They are not imploding.
They're imploding.
We got rid of the cancer.
You know how I know they're imploding? Every Steelers fan I know on social media insists that they're not.
Oh, well, that's usually a good sign.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
All right, let's wrap this up with little Marilyn Haggerty with the birds and snowbirds fly north. Dear Dave, they were flying in the perfect V pattern. They were heading north, and I almost stopped the car to watch the geese in the blue sky as I was driving Sunday down 17th Avenue South.
It's a one-way street. You're going the wrong way. Sorry.
The snow is shrinking slowly. We're into April, and you tell me the winter visitors in your southwestern Florida neighborhood are going home. Signs of spring surround us now. The streets are full of potholes.
I didn't know
that was a sign of spring. The rabbits are showing up and fucking everywhere. Oh, wait, that's not in there. I mean, they are, but there are some birds in the trees. Before long, the Norwegian flag will be flying again at the home of G. Paul and Barb Larson on Chestnut Street.
Tell us people where we live.
They've been wintering at Marco Island. Feel free to break in next fall when they leave. Or break in on Marco Island, where they spend their winters. There they see several Grand Forks couples when G. Paul sings at Marco Lutheran Church. You and Nancy may come back for a visit this summer, but you're full-time residents of Southwest Florida, and you've been watching the mass exodus of people going back north, especially Canadians, who have health care and tax problems after more than 6 months away. So the Canadians have been in Florida for 6 months, so they've had no health care. Is
what they're saying. That's what she's saying.
Right. Oh, right. I believe we've highlighted this before. I'm just, this is something we've talked about on this was not planned. This is something that just sort of happened naturally. As we go through this whole thing. You say your community of Crown Colony will be dropping to 155 occupied homes before long. That's after 455 were occupied for the winter. Well, I don't have a count here, but I know hundreds of people have Bemidji and Lake Country on their minds. Ice fishing houses are off the lakes. One way or the other, they are. It seems as though the Twins are better for their spring training down in Florida. Once again, we're hearing the games on the radio or watching them on television. The trouble is the games seem so slow after watching basketball. I wish we had a baseball team here in Grand Forks. Long ago, when we came to the Forks in 1957, there was a team called the Chiefs. We would watch games from the stadium and field over by the railroad tracks on South Washington Street, but time marches relentlessly on. So spring rolls around again. The Easter Bunny will be showing up. People will be dyeing eggs. The Red River is still sleeping under the ice here. Sometimes I go over and talk to the Red. I ask the river to flow north peacefully. These days, I see people running along Belmont Road. Some people are out walking their dogs as the snow shrinks. I do know the joys of going south for the winter. I used to visit Arizona before my sister Shirley died.
Oh my gosh! Oh, Marilyn.
I have friends who invited me to Florida, too. Still, there's something rewarding about living through the long winter here and experiencing the coming of spring. You step out on a nice day and you think, you've earned it. And we still need them, but you can put your jackets away now with your temperatures back in the 70s and 80s. You have pink and yellow flowers in bloom, and you have a few meetings left in May for your Fort Myers Camera Club. You and Kathy are really energetic. I hope it doesn't rain on Easter when you have so many friends over for dinner. Let me know more about life in Florida after the mass exodus, and let me know when you're coming to Grand Forks this summer. I could serve you and Nancy coffee and cookies. We could sit on the bench at my lift station at 15th Avenue South and Belmont Road. We can talk about the weather. As you say, there are trade-offs everywhere you live. We all learn to deal with our own weather. You feel you're living in paradise. I guess here around Grand Forks, we find spring the reward of enduring, even enjoying, a long winter. Your friend Marilyn, watching the snow melt off the roofs of houses on Cottonwood Street. That's in a newspaper.
God damn it, Marilyn. Why can't you just send your friends a normal fucking letter? Dave has a post office box.
Listen.
He gets his...
Here's what's happening, and I'm not afraid to expose this. Marilyn is heading a huge burglary ring.
It has to be.
She gets money for tips about where the houses are going to be empty.
Oh, she gets 5%.
Yeah. That's how it rolls.
So she's able to enjoy her comfortable living, mm-hmm. going to all these restaurants and reviewing all these restaurants, going to the Olive Garden,
right.
getting all you can eat salads and breadsticks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, on that note, I think it's time to leave this scurrilous accusation out there in the ether and say goodbye for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. We'll be back on Friday with another new one. Until then, take care of yourselves and each other, and keep reaching for the stars.
Suck a dick!
And suck a dick.